This goes to Paula Ellsworth, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Emma, E-M-M-A, middle name L-E-E, Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R. Date of birth 1/7/1941. Dear Paula, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Kramer with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and primary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was February 6th of 2023. She rescheduled one in August until now due to stable labs at that time. And her daughter is present with her at this visit. Her biggest complaint is she's having more memory problems. She is still able to drive in Ithaca, but not outside of town. And occasionally she does get confused and forget where to turn at sometimes, and sometimes why she went to a certain place. Her daughter is helping her more and more, and they don't let her drive outside of the town of Ithaca. She denies any chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no recent illnesses, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She does have stable edema of the lower extremities, and she does have nocturia 3 to 4 times a night. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight spironolactone 50 milligram, 50 milligram once a day. The Lasix is 20 milligram only as needed for swelling, which she hasn't used every day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam. Weight is 205 pounds. Pulse 67. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130/70. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. And she has non-pitting edema in ankles and feet bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done October 30th, 2023. Hemoglobin 14.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Electrolytes are normal. Creatinine is 1.39 with an estimated GFR of 38. Calcium is 10.44. Albumin is 3.9. Phosphorus 2.7. Intact parathyroid hormone is 308.4. The patient is very intolerant of Sensipar. It caused severe nausea and vomiting, so we are unable to use that. But her calcium levels are normal currently. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, primary hyperparathyroidism with normal calcium levels currently. 3, hypertension is currently well controlled. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.